Первый вопрос к вам, Вартуй.
The first question to you, Vardughi. Which problems do you face in Armenia on vaccine registration and how do you solve these problems? Generally, according to the law on registration of drugs, we actually do not face any problems in the process of registration of required documents. Because our new legislation entered into force in 2016, and we have very good changes that allow us to produce and very simply and quickly register all of our drugs and vaccines. For example, we have an ordinary registration, 140 days, and a quick registration which takes place in 30 days, provided that these drugs and vaccines have WHO pre-qualifications or they are registered in ICH states. We have problems only with receiving the documents for registration, because the Armenian market is very small and manufacturers are somewhat not interested in registration in our country. In order to solve the question of unregistered vaccines, which are procured for state needs, we have developed a government decree which says that unregistered drugs and vaccines can also take part in the state procurement if they have WHO pre-qualification or they are registered in ICH countries, because naturally, if they have WHO pre-qualification, that means they have a very high quality. By that we have solved in some fields, we can say that we have dealt with the issues necessary for the provision of the population at the state expense. We also have in place a resolution of ministry for a single import of unregistered drugs, which allow us to import a drug quickly and handle further issues without any problems. Thank you very much. By this answer, you have actually answered my second questions, whether you have any additional problems with registration and regulation.
Можно я еще добавлю и плюс ко всему.
May I add something? Plus, to everything else, they have talked during their workshop about this WHO collaboration system. Armenia is a member of the system through the system in 2017-2016. I don't exactly remember the year now. We registered all the drugs for TB, for example. In the future, we will apply for the registration of vaccines and oncological drugs, which at this stage play a big role in Armenia, because there are a lot of unregistered drugs, and ultimately this decision which respect to unregistered drugs was made for oncologic drugs, because this year we decided to provide oncologic drugs fully for chemotherapy of children, and we have managed to do that. We have procured drugs this year as a result of this resolution. Excellent. One more question, if you do not mind. Have you learned during the workshop anything new from other countries that shared their experience? Have you heard anything that you can apply to your country and that would help you improve?
Презентации были, конечно же, все на высшем уровне.
All the presentations were, of course, prepared at the highest level. There was a lot of information. There were a lot of useful pieces of advice. Not in registration, because, as I understand, registration in our country has turned up successful. And in fact, the countries that took part in the workshop want to learn about our experience and use this experience in their countries. But there was a lot of good information on procurement, how to plan vaccines in the right way, which supplies must be provided, how to store these drugs. For example, WHO storage related recommendations are to be considered to make sure everything is done on the right level.